Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day, when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Radio, and tonight we are talking about Season 2, Episode 12, Luthers, which aired on February 13th, 2017. This episode is about Lena testifying against Lillian. Kara encourages her to visit Lillian, who reveals that she is her husband's daughter from another woman. A package of synthetic kryptonite is sent to Corbin. While testifying, he attacks the court and frees Lillian. A fake video is leaked showing Lena stealing the kryptonite, and she is arrested on suspicion of helping Lillian. Corbin breaks her out. Of course, we know Corbin more as Metello. Kara remains as the only person to believe in Lena's innocence. Lillian takes... Wait, why are these... Luthers all with a L. Lex Luthor, Lillian Luthor, Lena Luthor, Lionel Luthor. I guess you have to have an L as a first name. I just realized that. All right. Lillian takes Lena to a remote facility set up by Lex before his imprisonment and forces her to access a stockpile of alien weapons, severely of which she takes. Kara arrives and intervenes. Wynn is exonerated, but begins contemplating her relationship with her family. I'm sorry. Wynn determines that the synthetic kryptonite is becoming increasingly unstable and will soon explode, and Kara manages to save Lena before Corbin self-destructs. While Lillian and Henshaw escape by helicopter, Lena is exonerated and now begins contemplating her relationship with her family, especially Lex. Kara and Mon-El, who ended his relationship with Ms. Tessmacher, confesses their feelings for each other at her apartment when a man calling himself Mr. Mystiplex arrives and declares his love for her. So there you go. Luther is our topic of conversation for this Supergirl Talk Podcast, and our number is 646-668-2311. We are live for the next couple of minutes, so call in and let us know what you thought of the episode. We have a first caller from area code 239. Who is this?
It's your DC best friend, Matt from Florida. What's up?
What's up,
wow,
Matt? How's it going, sir?
Not much, man. Wow. Luther's was great. I mean, it was cool. I mean, but why? Why couldn't they get John Glover to play Lionel Luthor? Come on. I mean, come on.
That would have been great.
CBS can find, get John Glover back. I mean, come on. I mean, I still not buying Lillian Luthor, but that man, I was geeking out at that opening scene with young Lex. How crazy was that?
Oh, that was so cool. I know. To get a glimpse at what this Lex Luthor could be, do you think, here's a question for you, Matt, and also for the people listening on the podcast, do you think they'll ever show us a older, mature, present-time Lex Luthor, aside from these flashbacks? Do you think we'll ever see Luthor show up on Supergirl?
Are you kidding? They have to. If they're doing Lillian Luthor and the whole thing with Metallo and Lex's battle suit, and then they're going
to
somehow bring back Superman in the game. I mean, Come on. I would love to see Kara and Kal-El.
That would be a great finale to have Lex Luthor
and
Superman on her finale. How epic would that be?
That would be sick. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
But I love this episode. It was great even to see her and her mom at it, and then Metallo was being such a crazy. Wow.
Hey, man, let me ask you this. I just realized that their first names and their last names are all L's. Do you think it's a little weird, a little creepy that the whole entire family has an L as a first name and an L as a last name?
Yeah, I realized that. Kal-El,
like we had Lionel Luthor, Lex Luthor, Lillian Luthor, and Lena Luthor.
Yeah, I mean, that is very odd how all the
I never even thought of that until just now.
Yeah, me neither. And I mean, like,
because on Smallville, do you remember Smallville? What was the other Luthor? Tess Messer. So it wasn't even a Luthor.
Yeah, Lutessa. That was her name.
Oh, I guess you're right. Lutessa.
I remember all the episodes well.
Yeah, even Tess had an L.
Pretty good.
Lutessa Luthor. I never even thought
of
that.
And then, of course, to restart Cadmus from scratch, we get Cyborg Superman back. I mean, jeez.
Don't you want him to wear the Superman costume? Like, why is he all in, like, an army gear? If you're going to call yourself Cyborg Superman, you should have something at least resembling Superman, bro.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. I mean, yeah, you're right. Because
right now the way they have it is
Superman.
He just says, I'm Cyborg Superman. I'm like, how would we know? You don't even have his suit, his crest, nothing. So the only way we know that you're Cyborg Superman is that you have to announce yourself.
Yeah, I know. Like,
dumb.
You're just saying his name or, like, you're copying his name.
Yeah.
I mean, jeez. And then that
I hope
the
costume department gets a little note on that and starts working on a cyborg. Because just aesthetically on TV, it would look so awesome to see a Cyborg Superman fighting Kara.
That would be great. Yeah, that would be so awesome. Like, even with the
all right, cool. So now, Matt, I'm gonna talk about my favorite scenes of Luthor, and then we'll discuss yours as well. Mine were, of course, the beginning. Like just like Matt said, was the early origins of Luthers, especially Lex Luthor with hair. I thought he would at this point probably not have hair, but I guess they're going with that storyline where later on he loses his hair. It was great to see him early on in comparison to Smallville's younger Lex flashbacks. They're kind of similar in style. I really enjoyed what direction they went through in order to start creating this menacing villain that the Superman and Supergirl always have to deal with. So I love how they're already throwing in some Lex Luthor in this season. I know they touched upon it a little last season, but in this season, there's definitely a lot more Lex than I expected. I don't know. Matt, did you expect this much Lex Luthor this early on?
No, not at all. I mean, I thought it was very, very awesome to see Lex. I go, what? I mean, like, I catch every single one of the DC Easter eggs in every episode because I'm a true DC fanboy. And,
awesome.
Man.
Well, do you want to share some of your Easter eggs that you found on this episode?
Well, I mean, like, there's some parts with Lex's battle suit, because we know in the comics, Lex has a big battle suit that fights against Superman, and that Lillian had to use Lena's DNA, and she fooled her, saying that I love you, Lena. I would like to start over again. No, she didn't. She wanted her to escape with her and join Cadmus. I mean, come on. Come on. But trying to think what else Easter eggs I noticed. Not much, just that small one.
Okay.
I mean,
no,
that's
fine. Okay, another scene that I want to share is the scene where at the very end where Mr. Mystiplex shows up and Yeah, he's there to cause trouble. I love how sometimes Supergirl does that, where they leave little cliffhanger at the very end, where you're like, oh my gosh, I want to see that episode right now. So definitely it was one of those moments for me that I will remember in this episode titled Luthers. All right, Matt, give us your favorite episode scenes and tell us why.
I love the opening scene with young Lex when he goes, I'm Lex. And then she goes, I like this game. And then I also love the scene where they're in court and how Metallo Man was so mean and testifying against her, saying how evil and menacing aliens are. And we're at that very end where Mr. Mixel Pitalik showed up right when her and Mon-El were finally about to kiss. I mean, come on, Kara. I think she deserves some happiness in her life. I mean, come on. When he showed up, I was laughing. I was laughing at the very end of the episode, man. That was so cool and how they did Mr. Mixel Pitalik.
Yeah.
At the end of the episode. I loved it. I go, oh, man, I needed that. I go, man, I needed that at the very end of the episode.
Yeah,
what
do you
laughing.
Think they're going with this Katniss thing?
Nothing much. I mean, they need to shape up their storyline.
It's like they're building up for something big, but I still don't get it.
Me neither. I'm holding, saying, like, we are Katniss. We want to destroy all the aliens in Katniss. I mean, I have no idea what's going on with Katniss, but the upcoming episode we need to talk about is the return of Dean Cain coming up.
Yes, another Superman from Lois and Clark. I was not a fan of that show, but, I love Superman, so why not?
Yeah.
All right, Matt, do you have anything else to share for Supergirl?
No, I'm very excited for the crossover this week with the Flash and Supergirl musical episode.
The musical, right?
I saw a few scenes. It's going to be very fun. I mean, she's got a beautiful voice.
I cannot wait to see that.
Dang.
I hope the music's good, at least.
It is. It's going to be good. I saw some clips, and I sent you those on Snapchat.
Sweet. All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, thank you so much for calling into Supergirl Talk. I really appreciate your opinion. And do you want to give us a shout-out as we wrap up the show here?
Big shout-out goes for all the fans out there. And continue to watch Supergirl, especially this week with the two-part crossover. And by the way, Terry Hatcher is playing that female alien who's going to come after Mon-El.
I know. I caught that at the very end. That was a very awesome Easter egg. Thanks again, Matt, for calling in. Really appreciate it. And this wraps up Supergirl Talk. Luthers, have a good night.